Last couple of Sunday mornings, I've been talking about the subject of worry. And so tonight, I'm going to take the broom and get over in the corners and kind of get the stuff that I haven't touched. Let me ask you to turn to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. She was 97 years old. She had been a member of the church all of her adult life. And now she resided or did the last while of her life in a nursing home. There was a member of the church who came by to see her and asked her how she was doing. And she says, I'm worried sick. Says, I'm just worried sick. And he said, well, is there a problem? Is something wrong with, I'm just worried sick, though. Worried sick. He said, well, are they taking care of you here? Is there a problem with the facility? No, I love this place. This is just all great. She said, I'm just worried sick. And he said, well, if nothing is wrong with you, and he says, if the facility is treating you right, he said, then why are you so worried? She said, listen, she said, I'm 97 years old. She says, everybody that I grew up with, she says, all of my friends have died and gone to heaven, and I'm worried that they're wondering where I went. Now, that dear sister is like a lot of us. When we get up in the morning, until we find something to worry about, it just ain't a day yet. So we must stop and we must ask ourselves, did God really do everything that He did for us and then give us this book so that we could fail? I just don't believe that. I don't believe that God intended for us to fail. And I don't believe that God intended for us to be miserable passing through this world. Matthew chapter 6, Jesus is in a discourse on the subject of worry, and he concludes it in verse 33 and 34 of Matthew 6, verse 33 and 34. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow. Tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. When you study carefully what Jesus says about worry, I mean carefully study it, and then hear his conclusion of it in verse 33 and 34, what we learn from it is that if we're going to manage our stress, if we're going to control it rather than it controlling us, that one of the great factors in managing stress is that we have to order into our lives the right priority. Managing stress to a great extent to a great degree is about having right priorities in our lives. But here's the step before that. There are three spiritual principles that we must know and apply in order to establish the right priorities. Now, don't let me lose you here. To manage stress, I must have the right priorities in my life. But to first have the right priorities in my life, there are three principles that I must understand, because these three principles will bring me to the right priorities, and then those priorities will help me to manage my stress. You understand the order here? Now, these three principles are these. In order to establish right priorities, I must have, number one, the right values. Now look at the context. All this is going to come from the context. The right values. Go up now to verse 19. Verse 19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If we're going to have the right priorities, the first thing we have to do is we have to have the right values. And by the right values, what that means is that we cannot go through life worrying and being overly concerned about the temporal things in this life. We cannot focus on what is temporary. We need to focus on what is eternal. We go through life and we worry about stuff. Stuff. How am I going to get it? And then how am I going to keep it? And how am I going to protect it? And what am I going to do with it? And this is where our concern, this is where our time and our worries are. Listen, if we're going to have the right priorities, we have to have first the right values. Focus on the eternal, not on the temporary, because when you leave here, all this stuff stays. So for me to manage my stress, I got to get my priorities right. And to get my priorities right, I got to understand these three spiritual principles. Principle number one is I got to have the right values. The second spiritual principles to get my priorities right is I have to have the right vision. Look at verse 22 and 23, the right vision. Jesus says the eye is the lamp of the body. So if the eye is healthy, what he means, spiritual. If your eyes are spiritual, then your whole body is going to be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, that is, your eyes are not spiritual, then your whole body is going to be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? If I'm going to have the right priorities, I not only have to have the right values, but I have to have the right vision. When I look out at this world, I can't be worried about all of these things that I'm seeing. Listen, I've got to have spiritual eyes, and when I open my eyes, I have to see this world and the things of this world as God sees these things. Too many of us have kept our physical eyes and we're not seeing with spiritual eyes. And because we're not viewing the world and the people of the world around us with spiritual eyes, we're overly concerned and we're anxious about all this. If you're anxious, you're looking at the wrong thing. You got the wrong eyes in. So to have the right priorities, I got to have the right value. I got to have the right vision. I got to see the world and the people in the world as God wants me to see them. But then thirdly, to have the right priorities, I got to have the right God. Look at verse 24. No one can serve two masters. Either he hates the one and loves the other, or he's devoted to one, despises the other. You can't serve God and money. Look, you can't serve God and anything else. Only one thing can be on the top shelf. Israel was told, no other gods before me. I'm it. You can have all this other stuff, that's fine, but you better keep me where I belong, and where I belong is in front of everything else and everybody else. Jesus said, seek first. The idea there is above all else, above all else. Now watch this. If I'm going to manage stress, if I'm going to get a hold of it rather than it driving me around, I've got to have the right priorities. But to have the right priorities, I've got to have the right value system. I got to have the right vision and see the world as God would have me. And then I got to have the right God. I got to worship Jehovah and let this other stuff be as it will. Now, when I get there, let me give you very, very quickly some really practical things to help you manage your stress. You got your priorities down. Listen, you are way down the street if you do. Some practical things. Number one, concentrate on the kingdom. Concentrate on the kingdom. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom. Jesus said in Matthew 13, verse 44, that the kingdom of God is the great treasure. Jesus said that the kingdom is like a man who found a treasure in a lot in a land, and he sold everything he could. He sold everything he had in order to buy the land, in order to get the treasure. The kingdom is the treasure, and we need to concentrate on the treasure. Concentrate on the kingdom. Secondly, seek God's righteousness. Now, not your own, God's righteousness. God's righteousness is revealed in the gospel. Concentrate on the kingdom. That's the treasure that's worth having. That's the one treasure that's worth everything you got. And then seek God's righteousness. It's right here. Number three, live one day at a time. I'm going to say this, and you're going to say, wish I had wrote that down. Because you're going to tell yourself this over and over again. Live one day at a time. Somebody said, the average person is crucified between two thieves. The regrets of yesterday and the worries of tomorrow. Don't let those two thieves steal your today. But what if? Well, you know what? Let's worry about Tuesday on Tuesday. And that's the deal in my house. That's always the answer in my house. Well, now Thursday we have to, you know what? We're going to worry about Thursday on Thursday. Because we could worry about Thursday for the next 3 days and then die Wednesday night, and we'll have spent the last 3 days of our lives worrying about a day we never saw. Live one day at a time. Number four, pray. Pray. God hears prayer, God answers prayer, and God cares. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, casting all of our anxiety on Him because He cares for us. And number five, set your mind on heaven. Set your mind on heaven. Colossians 3, verse 1 and 2, Paul says, if, the word if there actually isn't conditional, because you have been raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of the Father. Listen, we are to look toward the things of heaven and not the things that are on this earth. Healthy is unnecessary. Our worry is unnecessary. Worry is unwise, and worry is negative. Order your priorities right and follow these simple steps. Jesus said, you get your priorities right, and you get your mind on God, and you will manage your stress, and it will not manage you. This afternoon, if you need to respond, you do it right now as together we stand and as we sing.